it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight was the beginning of a new era for the Houston Rockets, and so begins a new era here for Michael Brown and I. Welcome to the very first episode of The Dream Take, presented by The Dream Shake, the home for Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. Mike, we have a Houston Rockets win to talk about tonight. It's been a while since we've had the chance to talk about one of those.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. We get to do shows. I feel like we've done a show every night this week, which is awesome. The more Rockets basketball that we get to talk together, I think the better for our world. What a win, man. I mean, what a fun game tonight was. I had a lot of fun watching this game than I thought I would. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you know, the energy was definitely different.
Oh.
It felt a little weird at times. It still feels weird. It honestly, I'll tell you this, Mike. It still feels like Harden's out with an injury and the team is just kind of scrambling. It's going to take a little while for the reality to really sink in that James Harden's not with the Rockets. But, hey, if James Harden not being on the Rockets results in Rockets wins, I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. Let me tell you, man, we sent out a tweet from our Twitter account earlier. Jayshon Tate is the real deal. I don't know if there's a nickname in the league for the left-handed assassin, but I kind of want to make his nickname the left-handed assassin.
Oh, we got the J train going.
Yeah, J train.
The J train.
Guys, there are guys with multiple nicknames. Watching the game tonight, I mean, I know you had a smile ear to ear watching this kid play, but
oh my goodness,
that kid is fearless.
Look,
ooh,
you know when James Harden touches the ball and you get giddy?
Yeah.
That's how I felt about Jayshon Tate. And look, it's just one game, I know. But seeing him play tonight, I was always excited to see what he was going to do next. And I really love his move where he goes one way and immediately cuts left.
Yeah.
Or goes left and immediately cuts right. And I'll tell you this. We saw some, like, point Tate tonight. That's what we saw.
We saw.
And without Jayshon Tate, the Rockets don't win this game.
Yeah. We saw point Tate. We saw point Wood. We saw.
Saw point Brown.
Yeah.
Jones. Point Nwaba. Point Boogie, we saw point everybody tonight.
You know, what I really liked about tonight is if you look at the box score, first of all, everybody who played scored. Ben McLemore had an off night shooting the ball, which I'm not all that worried about coming back from an injury. But if you look top to bottom, I mean, look at the bench. Mason Jones, 9 points. David Nwaba, 9 points. DeMarcus Cousins, 9 points. KJ Martin.
KJ Martin looked good tonight, too.
He looked bouncy tonight.
I was really surprised by that.
Let me just tell you something. I may need a new laptop for the – because you know it's coming. The play where Jayshon Tate is running down one side of the court and he just lobs it up to KJ Martin, who jumps from the three-point line and throws it home. Yeah, I may just toss my laptop in excitement on that one. I mean, you know,
the laptop needs to move out of the way.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Watching the game tonight, and I love when the Rockets win. Like, my work the next day is great. Just things are better when my teams win. Did you feel like there was a weight off of your shoulder watching the game tonight?
Honestly, you know, I feel like between you and me, my optimism is a little bit stronger at times. Like last night, like I would say that on our last Harden My Take episode, my optimism was a lot stronger than yours. But I'll be honest, tonight I was more dwelling on the negative. I thought, and I'll say it right now. Yes, a win's a win. I'm very happy the Rockets won this game. 109-105, the final score. Forgot to mention that earlier, but I thought they played, you know, pretty sloppy tonight. I mean, so it's a good thing they got the win because you want to be able to at least have something to take away from games where you don't play your best. I thought they were absolutely horrid in transition on defense. And look, to be fair, no John Wall, no Eric Gordon, no Victor Oladipo. So you're missing three of your best players. So I wouldn't use tonight as a litmus test or anything like that or a sign of what's to come because this team is going to look very different in a week from now. So I'm not going to dwell too much on this game in the grand scheme of things, but what this game really does is it gives you something to work on, which is transition defense, which is something that, you know, has been a problem all season long. But at least you got a win in the win column, a win on the road, a win against a team that you don't like, a win against a team that has been playing pretty well lately. Look, the fact that San Antonio beat the Lakers beat the Rockets, but the Rockets beat the Spurs. Like, the league doesn't make sense this year. We all know that. But you got the win, and I know those guys in the locker room are feeling it. What I love, especially from this game, that last play, when PJ put the clamps on DeMar DeRozan, and you know, we might not see too much more of PJ Tucker if we only get a couple more games out of him or, you know, a couple more months out of him. But man, I really loved how PJ played tonight. It reminded me of, you know, peak PJ defensively and hitting those shots in the corner. It's more of the old PJ. The PJ that we fell in love with here in Houston. And without PJ, the Rockets don't win tonight either. So, you know, more positives than negatives coming out of tonight. I just had to mention that because I don't want to just, you know, live in utopia and not address the real concerning realities about this team. But let's celebrate this win tonight. We really deserve it after everything that's happened so far this week.
Yeah, tonight was peak PJ. And he showed tonight that he could be a guy that, you know, I don't think you sign him to a 3 or 4 year extension, but tonight was a peek into maybe this is a guy that they want to hold on to for another, you know, 2 years to be a good role model and teach Jayshon Tate and KJ Martin the right way to go about your business on a day-to-day basis, you know, being a professional ball player. You know, that was the type of game that I saw from PJ tonight. But one thing that I love seeing tonight was the bench. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bench was into it. Every shot that went up, John Wall was big tonight. And I totally agree with your analysis on the transition defense. But I think that's going to be helped by John Wall and Victor Oladipo. Yeah. You know, Victor Oladipo, you know, on 790 on Sportstar 790 today, the A team had a guy from Indiana, you know, talking about, or I guess he covers the Pacers, was talking about Oladipo. And they asked him and they said, you know, what's one thing Rockets fans can look forward to? And he said how fast Oladipo plays the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put a lineup out there of Wood, Tate, Oladipo, Wall, and Gordon. That's going to be a team that's going to run. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to move, you know, up and down the court. And look, Coach Silas looked like, for the first time in a while, he looked to be having fun tonight.
Yeah, I bet he said he had a sleepless night after Tuesday's loss. Yeah. And I think he'll sleep a little bit better tonight.
I think now between yesterday and today, I still don't like the trade for Harden. Like, I'm still in that camp. But after seeing what I saw tonight, I even felt like, as a fan, a little bit, just a relief. You know, like, I just had fun watching Rockets basketball tonight. You know, like, I loved the way they played, the passion they played with on the defensive end, the way that Christian Wood played tonight. Christian Wood was a man tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he played like a grown man, and I love to see it. Sterling Brown, you know, Sterling Brown played really well.
Sterling Brown was the best game as a Rocket, 23 and 7 boards tonight.
He had 3 rebounds or 3 assists to go along with that too. Now, they did have 18 turnovers with, you know, John Wall not playing and Eric Gordon not playing, that I figure they may turn the ball over, you know, a little much tonight. But honestly, like, I'm really looking forward to watching these group of guys for the Rockets play basketball. I think they're only going to get better from here.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The Rockets' half-court defense is pretty good. They've been pretty good so far this season. I think they're something like number 2 in the half-court defense, but their transition defense pulls them down to the bottom half of the league in terms of full defense. But I think I was really impressed by the defense tonight. I thought, you know, they, for the most part, they held DeRozan in check. They held LaMarcus Aldridge in check. They held DeJounte Murray in check for the most part. And they forced the Spurs to beat you elsewhere. And the Spurs are a weird, funky team because they have about 5 or 6 guys, 7 maybe, that can score, that can put up legit numbers. And tonight, that ended up being Keldon Johnson, who, you know, if you didn't know who Keldon Johnson is before tonight, you definitely know him after tonight. He had 29 points, team high, game high, for the Spurs tonight. Now, Keldon Johnson, I just, man, what do you think of Keldon Johnson tonight, Mike?
He looked good. You know, I was really impressed with him and with Vassell. I thought Vassell played a really nice game for them.
I really liked him coming out of school too.
Yeah, he had a nice game. Lonnie Walker, I thought, played well tonight. The Spurs, like, funky is the right word for me. I think you hit the nail right on the head. I am curious how long Popovich is going to stick around for the Spurs.
Well, when Popovich does eventually leave, they're going to promote one of his assistants, I feel. So it's going to be the same philosophy of guys that, you know, it's going to be the same coaching philosophy for whoever is the coach there, whether it be, you know, Becky Hammon or another assistant that's on that staff currently. So I think those guys right now are in a funky stage. And to be honest, look, I thought the Rockets and the Spurs, especially how they played tonight, at least with this roster, a very, very even matchup. And it's a matchup we're going to see again on Saturday when these two teams face off. I believe it's a 4 o'clock start. I love that. I love those, like, late afternoon starts because we're not podcasting up too late. Tonight was a perfect tip-off time. 6:30 Central?
Yeah. Love. This, man, dude, I don't know what it is. I'm in such a good mood after that game. I really liked what I saw tonight. You know, I'm going down to the team store tomorrow, buying a Tate jersey. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Let's get some questions from our Twitter account. You can follow us. We changed our Twitter handle. We're no longer at Harden My Take. We're at The Dream Take. Thank you to everyone who voted in our poll today to rename our podcast. Overwhelming favorite was The Dream Take. But let's get our thoughts. Here's the one from @EthansTired. thoughts on the rookies tonight. Let's talk a little bit more about our rookies. Now, we talked about Jayshon Tate a lot. Let's talk about his passing, because I think that's a specific thing that I want to discuss a little bit more. So Ethan Rothstein was tweeting during the game, former managing editor for the Dream Shake. He was the managing editor when I got there. Shout out to Ethan. He was talking about how the Rockets have never really had a point forward, a guy that can dish the ball that isn't necessarily the point guard. So, I know John Wall wasn't there tonight, and I know Victor Oladipo wasn't there tonight, but how much do you think, without Harden, the team is going to rely on Jayshon Tate being a facilitator on this offense?
You know, I think it's going to be big. Let me tell you this, man. I was watching him tonight. He's got shades of Draymond Green to him. The way that he sees the floor, it doesn't walk into your organization very often. Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. Now, do I think he can be as good as Draymond Green? Remains to be seen. Do I think he has the same body type as Draymond Green? Not really. But the way that he sees the floor, being that point forward, I mean, you put him on the court with some shooters, the sky's the limit for this kid, man. He has the capability of being a very special ball player. And I think after trading Harden, it just opens up the floor so much more. And I think what we've seen from John Wall is John Wall is willing to change his game to whatever other pieces are on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've seen from John Wall thus far. Very limited sample size, but he was very aware that Christian Wood is going to be a focal point of this offense. And Wall is taking a step back from the number of shots that he would typically get, and he feeds Christian Wood because he realizes that that's a pretty good idea, is to feed the ball to Wood. I don't think there's going to be any problems with allowing Jayshon Tate to be a playmaker for if Victor Oladipo ends up playing for the Rockets. There's a lot of rumors and noise out there that the Rockets may flip him to another team. So we'll see. I would like to see Victor Oladipo with this team, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think
for a few weeks.
For sure. For mm-hmm. sure. But I was very impressed with his playmaking abilities tonight. There was a couple passes that he had to Sterling Brown. You know, that's the perfect type of guy to pair with Jayshon Tate, is a guy like Sterling Brown. Just pass him the ball and let him shoot.
Yeah. And you know, it's nice to have, you know, whether Oladipo is part of the lineup or not, but to have a guy out there that isn't John Wall that can create for other guys is super important. Now, I would like to see him get Ben McLemore a little bit more involved. I think that Ben McLemore is going to, you know, have some difficulties, at least in the beginning, to acclimate to playing without James Harden, because I think that's a big reason why Ben McLemore played so well last season, is because he played alongside those creators in Russ and in James, and he doesn't necessarily have that now. So I'm a little concerned for Ben McLemore, but I think if you get Jayshon Tate involved a little bit more with Ben McLemore, I think that could be what brings Ben McLemore out of this funk that he had tonight. You know, I hope that it's only a fluke for tonight, but I have a weird feeling that it's going to take Ben McLemore a little bit more time to readjust himself into this offense. But let's transition to the bench now. KJ Martin got some playing time tonight. Mason Jones got some playing time tonight. We're probably not going to see them get playing time every night, but on a night like this, when you are very thin in your depth chart, they gave you some good minutes tonight.
Yeah, they did. And KJ Martin had 5 rebounds. When was the last time? Can you remember when the Rockets out-rebounded their opponent? Because it feels like forever. The Rockets out-rebounded the Spurs 49-41 tonight. KJ Martin, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Liked what I saw from him. Mason Jones, I also feel like, played a good game tonight. Very solid. Didn't try and do too much. He shot 50% from the field. He did have 3 turnovers, but he had 9 points. So I liked what I saw from Mason Jones, but KJ Martin had one quick move where he shot faked at the 3-point line, and just took it straight to the hole and just bodied up whoever was trying to block him. Mm-hmm. That kid, man, is athletic. I mean, he's a freak. Yeah, I want to see more of him. You know, I want to see more of these guys as a whole. You know, when Oladipo and Gordon and John Wall get here.
I don't know if we're going to get a whole lot out of these guys, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're also bringing in Dante Exum, who will probably take some PT away from Mason Jones, or and John Wall's obviously, you know, hopefully going to stay in the lineup. So I wouldn't expect too much out of Mason Jones and KJ Martin. There's also Daniel House that has been out for a while that will return hopefully soon. But look, Steven Silas said after the game that they would not have won the game without Mason Jones and KJ Martin, and they were really effective. So I'm going to shout out Mason Jones here for a little bit, because
mm-hmm.
I thought that Mason Jones, you know how much I like Mason Jones coming out of school. We've talked about this, mm-hmm. and he's the kind of guy they call him, what, Baby Harden?
Yes.
Coming out. He's a guy, you know, and we didn't see a whole lot of that tonight. I think but you saw him go through some of those, you know, shooting struggles, and he is going to have to adjust. You know, this guy did go undrafted for a reason. But you can see signs there of a contributor in the NBA and a contributor for this team. It's just going to take some time with him, but on a night like this, he proved to be effective. I think he needs to get a little bit stronger, and that will come with some time. But I hope that Mason Jones, out of those two, I think Mason Jones is the one that needs a little bit more playing time and is going to be the one that gets it a little bit sooner, because I think he's a little bit more NBA ready. I think with KJ Martin, though, you used the word bounce earlier, and that's what I agree with too. KJ Martin, extremely bouncy. And I hope that there is a way for him to wedge a way into this lineup. I just think that Mason Jones is a little bit closer to the rotation than KJ is. But nights like tonight make me hopeful for the future for those two.
One thing that tonight I think showed, I do agree with you that I think both guys aren't going to get legitimate minutes on a night in, night out basis. But I think we saw enough tonight that they're going to create a good atmosphere in practice, that if they continue to get better, they're going to push the guys in front of them. Like, the guys in front of them need to play at a high level to keep those guys off of the court. You know, I think that they give a good sense of competition towards the end of your bench. You know, it's guys like Bruno Caboclo, I just thought just didn't need to be here. I just, you know, he didn't really add anything. But I think guys like KJ Martin and guys like Mason Jones have a shot at being a part of this rotation, not only this season, but for the seasons to come. So I think that's going to be big for those two guys, is to continue to get better, use nights like tonight, where they do get the minutes, to show the coaching staff that they do deserve those minutes more times than not.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to ask you this. So of the nine guys that played tonight, who do you think will be a Rocket? Who's worth keeping on the roster when the team eventually becomes a true contender again?
Between KJ Martin, Cousins, Nwaba, and Jones?
Every of the nine, all nine guys that played tonight.
Jayshon Tate, Christian Wood, I think are givens. Mm-hmm. I think Sterling Brown, through nine games, has shown me enough that with good minutes, I think he could turn into a nice bench guy for you down the road. David Nwaba's on-ball defense is pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
And probably those four. I mean, Cousins, it's tough. I like DeMarcus Cousins. I just, when you say a true contender, how many years out are you talking about? Three?
I mean, it depends. It depends how long it's going to take for this team to be a contender.
Yeah.
But,
those four, though.
What's that?
I'd say those four. Tate, Wood, Brown, Nwaba. in KJ Morton.
Yeah.
Those five?
I think Jayshon Tate and Christian Wood are going to be part of this foundation. Yeah. I think you can build a contender with those two guys. I really do. Outside of that, I mean, I think it's going to be difficult to say that DeMarcus Cousins is going to be part of that. I was not too thrilled with DeMarcus Cousins tonight. I thought that I don't know if it was just the game plan or whatever, but he didn't look like himself tonight, especially on defense. He looked horrific on defense, and that's going to be a problem moving forward. We also saw a lot of Wood and Cousins tonight. I know I'm going on a tangent a little bit, but we've been kind of asking for Wood and Cousins to play together for mm-hmm. so long, and we finally got it tonight. What did you think of those two guys playing together?
I thought it was disjointed, I guess is the best way to put it. We have to give DeMarcus Cousins a little bit of slack, I think. This is a guy who has not played NBA basketball in 2 years. And he's
Mason Jones hasn't played NBA basketball in 2 years. Neither has Jayshon Tate. Neither has KJ Martin.
No, but all of those guys are also not coming off of horrific injuries.
I mean, David Nwaba is coming off of a horrific injury, and he doesn't look unplayable.
Yeah, but they also play different positions.
Here's my thing with DeMarcus Cousins. I think you can't – look, if Wood is not a good defender right now. He's okay at best, and that's why you can't play Wood and Cousins together, because Cousins is not a good defender right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you don't play those two together. But hopefully, and look, with no Cabolo now, there's going to be there's even less depth at that position, and I think they will eventually make a move to get another center, so that there is some relief for Christian Wood and there is some relief for DeMarcus Cousins. But at least for the time being, I'm not putting those two out on the floor together at the same time. It's such a defensive liability that when you get a team that has a legit center that can go off, it could ruin the game. It really could. But, you know, hopefully tonight was a fluke, and that we get a better defensive performance out of both of those guys moving forward. I thought Wood was okay tonight. He did get three blocks, so that's impressive. That's what he's there for. He's there to protect the rim. He's there to shop up. That's why you can't have Wood and Cousins on the floor at the same time as well, because Christian Wood is a shot blocker. He is best suited when he is playing the five, because he's there to block shots. When he's playing the four, he's likely guarding someone out on the perimeter, and that is just not where you want him to be. So that's why I think Wood and Cousins should stay separate and be that guy on each end of the floor, because I think also DeMarcus Cousins benefits when he is also protecting the paint.
I think the trade that the Rockets made with Harden opened up a decent amount of cap room as well. I mean, one guy that, you know, I've mentioned his name before. I think Dwayne Dedmon would be a perfect guy for this team.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a name that's been floating around for the Rockets, I think, ever since James Harden has been here. Because
6.5 points, 6 rebounds a game is what he averaged. I mean, he's sitting at home right now. I mean, that's the type of guy that you want to play with. I think part of the problem with Cousins, too, is he's a five in today's game, but I think at his core, he's a power forward. He's best.
No, he's always been a center. That's how I've seen him as.
Yeah, but
he's more back to the basket. I think, he does have that outside shot that kind of morphs him into someone that can play with Wood offensively, but defensively doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think that if the Rockets had more people tonight, you wouldn't have seen Wood and Cousins out there together, but given the thin depth the team had tonight, I think it was only you had to do it.
The one example I point to with Cousins is how successful he was when he was playing with Anthony Davis. That's why I would like to see not necessarily a combination of Christian Wood in Boogie together, but more of DeMarcus Cousins or Christian Wood with a more prototypical center like a Dwayne Dedmon, where Dedmon you know, is specifically under the basket, and it allows Christian Wood and it allows Boogie more freedom on the offensive end, more specifically, to be more successful. And, you know, whoever they covered defensively, you would have Deadman, just as an example, again, at the basket defending the rim.
Yeah. I think this is a good place to park the rocket ship for now. Jay Strain pulling into the station. Thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of The Dream Take. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at The Dream Take. And be sure to, we are The Dream Take, presented by TheDreamShake.com, home of all things Houston Rockets on SBNation.com. You can follow The Dream Shake on Twitter at DreamShakeSBN. And head over to Facebook and give us a like if you're over there. Be sure to also follow my co-pilot, Mr. Michael Brown, on Twitter at his new handle,
BSW_podcast_MB.
Yeah, that was another change that we've made today.
New Dream Take name deserves a new handle for my own personal Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to keep the same Twitter handle at Jeremy Brenner, JeremyBrenner. I've got no reason to change it.
No,
I mean, I'm not changing my name. I mean, we might be changing the podcast name. You might be changing your, handle, but I'm going to keep Jeremy Brenner. That's the God-given name I was given. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Dream Take. And until next time, go Rockets.
Hello, I'm Neelai Patel, the editor-in-chief of The Verge and host of Decoder, a business podcast where I interview CEOs about big ideas, the problems that come from those ideas, and how they make decisions. It is also surprisingly about org charts. It comes up a lot. We're launching a new limited series that we're calling the Centennial Series, where I talk to CEOs of companies that are over 100 years old, like Xerox, Barnes & Noble, and more. There's no 100-year-old company that's without its struggles, and it's been fascinating to talk to these CEOs about which parts of these companies' history are important and which parts they can let go. A little spoiler for you, if a company is over 100 years old, there's a lot of drama to talk about. It's been a good time. You can listen to the Centennial Series right in the Decoder feed. New episodes of Decoder are out on Tuesday, and the Centennial Series is out on Thursdays. Check it out. We think you're really going to like it. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of the time, we talk about tech in terms of a handful of gigantic companies, like Google, Meta, and Apple. But some of the most interesting stuff we find online is the product of a single person.
When you're working on your own, I think there's this beauty of being able to come up with an idea and then implement it then in that moment. You don't have to have permission from someone else. There's no red tape.
In the Vergecast series, Solo Acts, we'll get to know these people, the tech they use to get stuff done, and the obstacles they face trying to compete with the giants.
Some people that I talk to and my friends are like, you know, your competitors are Zuckerberg and Musk. Like, aren't you kind of like afraid of that?
Every Monday, our friend Ashley Esqueda will be curating and hosting these interviews and sharing with us what she's learned.
I can't believe the McRib locator was originally a tornado locator.
Right.
Pretty wild.
Listen to our Solo Acts miniseries now in the Vergecast feed, anywhere you find podcasts.